Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, February 7th, and we have some great guests lined up. Joining us in studio today, friends from St. Paul Lutheran Church in De Pere. Good to have you back in studio, Dr. Mark Bender, Minister of Music at St. Paul. Good to have you with us again.
Thank you, Andy. It's always, nice to be here.
It's always fun when you come in studio because you always bring good music with you for us to enjoy. Also accompanying you in studio today are our friends who are a part of an event coming up very soon. We have Dr. Janine Jordan. Good morning.
Hello.
And David Jordan.
Morning.
Good to have you in the studio with us. Now, tell us a little bit about this event coming up called Bach and Sons. Mark, what is this event?
It's billed as a multimedia event. It's extra special to us. It caught our eye because apart from simply being a Bach organ concert, it also is an attempt, and the Jordans will explain this in much greater detail shortly, but to draw a larger audience in, I think, because of the use of multimedia and so forth, to actually show Dr. Jordan playing the organ at St. Paul's, as well as scenes from areas in Germany that are important to Bach.
Now, it's called Bach and Sons, and I'm sure that most of us are familiar, most listeners are familiar with Johann Sebastian Bach, but the and sons part, the not so familiar part. I'm sure many musicians are familiar with Bach's sons, but the average person probably isn't familiar. Janine, Bach and Sons.
Well, you're going to hear the music not only of Johann Sebastian Bach, but his two sons who were the musicians that followed. Mm-hmm. And so Wilhelm Friedemann Bach is the eldest son, and then Carl Philipp Emanuel, the second son. And those are the two who became the musicians in the organ world. A couple of the other sons made some marks in music history as composers of Italian opera and working in other genres as the classical era came about. But Wilhelm Friedemann followed in his father's footsteps, composed a lot of organ music. And Carl Philipp Emanuel also had his organ music, but he broke away from his father's traditions. And so the music you'll hear is bordering on something very new and different from the Baroque era.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background. You'll be playing the pieces. You'll be playing the Bach on the organ.
Yes.
For us.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your background as an organist and as a musician.
Well, I grew up, started playing the organ when I was 11, as many church organists can go back that far and say, well, I started playing church when I was 11 years old, and really made music and organ my life, my career. I have several degrees in organ performance with a doctorate from the University of Oregon. So performance has always been my love. I'm passionate about sharing organ music with the world, passionate about making friends for this instrument that's hidden away in church balconies very often. Sometimes the parishioners of a church don't have an idea what Dr. Mark Bender does up there in the balcony playing the organ. So what we are trying to do is bring the organ alive, bring it down to the front, make it accessible for every man, make it accessible for every person who has never experienced the organ or Bach. And that's our passion as an organist, or my passion as an organist, that it's accessible. And it's something that once you hear an organ piece, you want to hear more.
Absolutely. And David, you bring to this event something that we don't always think about when it comes to Bach, and especially church music. You bring the multimedia side. What will you be doing?
Well, we have four cameras on Janine, and at the front of the church is a large screen so that every person in the congregation has a front row seat. They can see the feet up close, the hands playing, and then one camera's on Janine as she narrates the different women, because this is the story. It's a continual story told by the women that were influential and part of big part of Bach's life. And so I'm the man behind the curtains.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtains.
Exactly. And with the computers and the control boards for the cameras and things. But it just makes a riveting, really, a continual story of Bach from birth to death and integrating in his son's stories in with it. Yeah.
So it really is a multimedia event.
Yes.
That it's kind of, it's going to be sensory overload, I bet. Now, Mark, is this the first time you've done this type of event at St. Paul's?
Yes. In fact, I've never seen it before. So I'm also looking forward to coming this Sunday at 7 p.m. to St. Paul's and watching the Jordans present the story of Bach and Sons.
Very good. Now, we have some selections to share this morning as well. Janine, would you like to tell us a little bit about the first piece that we've chosen, Christians Rejoice?
This piece was composed in Weimar by Johann Sebastian Bach. And what I like to say in the show is that this expresses all the joy of our lives here in Weimar. And that's Maria Barbara talking about everything that's happened in their lives with their three beautiful children at that time. And so it's a very joyful, expressive piece. And as you'll hear, there's a sound that the chorale melody is in the pedal. And so you have a trumpet-like sound in the pedal with all of this flourish in the manuals with the hands just flying across the keys. And so it was recorded, this one, at one of the historic instruments that Bach maybe played or had some influence in designing. And so it was recorded on a historic instrument near Leipzig, Germany.
Wow. Here is Christians Rejoice. That was Christians Rejoice. Now, Janine, where will that be in the program?
That's about a third of the way into the program, I believe.
I could, as I was as I was listening to it and you were describing the hands flying all over the place, I was picturing that as I was listening. And
I'd like to add one thing about that. That organ is from 1622.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And it's been kept up in over the centuries, but it's the second oldest operating organ in Germany.
Wow. And you had the privilege to get to play that.
Yes, yes. And that instrument can still be hand-pumped by the bellows, or the bellows pumpers, which looks like a big Stairmaster, several of them.
So not only is it music, it's a workout, too.
Yes, yes. It was quite a thrill to play that instrument.
I'm certain. Well, it sounds like a fantastic event with great music. What led up to the concept of this type of event? What made you think to put these things together?
Well, we have a first event that we developed. It's called From Sea to Shining Sea. Mm-hmm. And I was asked by the American Guild of Organists chapter in the Pacific Northwest to create an event that would be multimedia and organ for a regional convention, mm-hmm. which hadn't been done for an AGO convention before. And so we were rather on the groundbreaking edge there with that event. And I have done a lot of work with early American organ music. So that was our first foray into the organ media style event. And then we were looking at developing a second show. And of course, the piece that most everyone knows from the organ world, if you know nothing about organ, you probably would know the Toccata in mm-hmm. D minor.
Absolutely.
And so we started with that premise that we want to bring people to the organ with something they know. Mm-hmm. And so we started with that piece, and then I started building a story. I wanted a story about Johann Sebastian Bach. And our first, the first iteration of Bach and Sons was nearly 4 hours long. So do not panic, listeners. The program has been cut substantially.
One of our friends said there's been wars fought in less time than that.
There's so much to tell about Bach.
Sure.
And so we wanted to include as much music. Some organ pieces are quite lengthy that Bach composed. So you might play 4 or 5 pieces during a concert mm-hmm. if you played the entire piece. Well, I decided I wanted to give people as many pieces as possible from Bach and from his son. So I do play some sections of big pieces. And then as Christians Rejoice, some of the pieces I play in there in entirety. But what I wanted to do was tell a story, let people know that Bach was a person, that he was a family man, that he was a church musician, and he had a life other than the Toccata in D minor that most people know. And so that's where the project came about. And then to make those instruments that are never seen, even by their congregations, make them accessible to the audience so they would know what an organist does. Mm-hmm. And so that's where David comes in with all of the cameras and the various angles, and it brings the organ alive, even for those people who sit in those pews every Sunday morning mm-hmm. and not really know what their organist, how that person creates that music.
How much of a workout it is when you use the pedals, too. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Well, we have another selection to share, at least part of a selection. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have a 4-hour concert this morning as well. But the second selection, the Concerto in A minor, what would you like to share with us about that?
This was recorded in Dresden at the Hofkirche, and it is a new instrument that it was constructed in the style that Bach would have played. It's used part of the Silbermann pipes, the Silbermann design of the original. Of course, most of it was destroyed in the Second World War. So this was completed in 2010 as most historically accurate as possible. So it's another gorgeous instrument that I had the privilege of playing.
Very good. Here is Concerto in A minor. Thank you.
Friday on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Ted Giese review the movie 12 Years a Slave. We'll talk to Mary Murby about God's calling for children, and we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. On Monday, we'll discuss Onesimus and Philemon with Pastor Tom Baker.
Issues Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
What do I cherish? Precious moments watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Luckily, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-254-6552 for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. That's 1-800-254-6552.
This is By the Way. For those of us who are alive at the time and remember the event, it's hard to believe it's been 50 years since the Beatles arrived for the first time on American soil. It happened on this date in 1964. Times have changed in those 50 years. We've gotten older, our musical tastes may have changed. And while the music of the Beatles continues to be heard, most of us have moved on to other things. But occasionally, memories such as this one remind us of the passage of time. In some ways, if you were around in 1964, you may not mind being a teenager again, but in other ways you probably would not want to go back. I think of all the blessings I've experienced in the last 50 years, and I'm just grateful to a loving God for all His goodness. This is By the Way.
St. Paul writes in the first chapter of Galatians, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ." What's St. Paul talking about here? Join us for the next Bible study as we'll be studying Galatians 1 and much more.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. on KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of Concordia University is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At CUW, students living by the motto, Inspiration in Action, can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, offers excellence in Christian education. Professors at all six schools teach ethics and values, and students demonstrate service to society during their years in school and in God's world. Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, also has 10 accelerated adult learning centers, including one in St. Louis. CUW strives to increase their international student population with 8 global MBA locations and an e-learning option. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit CUW.edu. That's CUW.edu.
I'm Rachel Ray, and food is not only the way I make my living, it's how I spend time with my family and friends. It's hard to imagine true hunger, but sadly, 1 in 6 Americans don't know where their next meal will come from. They're your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers. Visit feedingamerica.org/hunger to find out how you can make a difference. I'm Rachel Ray, and together, we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, February 7th. We are talking with our friends from St. Paul Lutheran Church in De Pere, and we're talking about an upcoming event, the Bach and Sons Multimedia Concert Event. And Dr. Mark Bender, the Minister of Music there, is here to talk with us about it. Mark, give us some of the details. It's coming up this weekend, right?
It is this weekend. We said that last weekend was Super Bowl Sunday. This coming Sunday will be Super Bach Sunday, and it will be at St. Paul de Pere this Sunday, February 9th, 7 p.m., and St. Paul's is located at the intersection of Manchester and Ballas Roads in De Pere, across from West County Shopping Center.
Very good, very good.
No admission charge.
Okay.
Just come and enjoy.
It's a free event to enjoy some great music. Now, Janine, why did you... You mentioned earlier that it could have been a four-hour concert. Why did you choose the selections that you did? Why did you narrow it down to those selections?
Well, what we wanted to do, again, was to tell the story of Bach. Mm-hmm. And so we begin with one of the earliest pieces that he composed, and we follow his life through with the pieces following chronologically the story. So if I'm talking about his life in Weimar, I'm playing the A minor concerto that you just heard, which was composed in Weimar, or Christians Rejoice. And then as we go through his life, the chorale preludes that were composed later in Leipzig, I will be playing some of those. And then ending with O Mensch Bewein, or O Man Bewail Thy Grievous Fall, when his daughter Katharina Dorothea describes his death. And so that's a very dramatic part of the program, mainly because of the visuals and that powerful, powerful piece of music. I then conclude the piece with one of the greatest, in my mind, the greatest pieces Bach composed, which is the Saint Anne Fugue. And this is really one of the last pieces that he composed, and it describes his belief in the Holy Trinity. And it's three-part fugue and all of the symbolism in that. And so I play the entire piece for those organists and for those of us who love that piece, and by that time for the entire audience who loves Bach and his tremendous music. So it was difficult choosing the pieces, I must say.
I'm sure to narrow it down, there are so many good selections from which to choose. And we have another selection to listen to. It's a canon. Tell us about this piece.
This piece was composed for Bach's admittance to the Mitzler Society of Musical Sciences. He composed a set of canonic variations for the organ on the Hymntune von Himmel hoch, or From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. And it was the piece that, or the hymn tune that he used as a 13-year-old boy, and one of his first pieces. So it's kind of the bookend to our concert. We began with that first piece on Von Himmel hoch, and we end the concert, or come close to the end of his life, by playing this piece. And so this one, again, is a canon with the melody that you'll hear as a solo in the pedal line.
Very good. There certainly is some great music coming up, and we can always expect great music from St. Paul's and De Pere. Mark, you and the folks at St. Paul's always prepare great music and share that with us so graciously. What can we expect, obviously, a big turnout for this. This is an exciting event. Any other music events coming up in the near future that you want to share with us?
Yes, we have one more, and that will be on Thursday, May 29th. We usually close our series each year with the Festival of the Ascension of Our Lord. So we will be celebrating that that night on Thursday at 7 o'clock, May 29th.
Very good. Very good. Now, Janine and David, you've prepared this this multimedia event and presenting it at St. Paul. Will you be presenting this at other places in the future as well?
Well, go ahead.
Yes, we present it actually all over the U.S., but we're also going to Germany. We'll be presenting Bach and Sons in Dornheim, and this is the church where Bach was married.
Oh, wow.
And the narration there will be in German. So that's exciting. That's coming up in September. And this will be our second trip to Europe to present Bach and Sons with a narration in German. So
how exciting.
Our very exciting event coming up. Then we have more coming up in the U.S. We have a couple in Oregon in March.
So. Now, David, earlier you mentioned that there will be, four cameras on the organist. And how much time does it take to set up all the equipment and how much? I'm sure that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. I was on the flight out here. I was just thinking how much I love this program more every time I see and hear it, because it's just such a gripping story. And then when you're watching it, you kind of get absorbed into the whole thing. It takes a lot of work. We'll start setting up today, Friday, and placing the cameras, the lighting, and all that. Probably setup's about 4 hours.
Wow.
Just to get it set up. Takedown doesn't take quite as much time, but the setting up does. And we run through the whole program to make sure everything works in the church, because we want it to be a great experience. We both love Bach, and that's one of the reasons we're doing it. But we even had a control group. Mm-hmm. That's not quite the right term. 15 or 20 people sit and evaluate it from people that couldn't play an instrument but like music to fine organist, and we've refined it by that so that it makes a great story, great music, and we like to call it an experience that you have with it. It's very moving. It really, really is.
Sure. I'm sure it draws you in. There's something visual in addition to the just hearing music, which hearing music is certainly great. It paints a picture in your mind. Here you get to see the musician at work.
Well, yes. And as a society, we've become much more visual. I think it's 62% of the population is now visually oriented. And so it speaks to those people. It helps many people. It helps us listen. It helps us hear. Because, for example, on certain pieces, like Janine said, listen for the reed pedal coming in, the solo in the pedal. Well, then the camera can, when that comes in, show it. And so you can hear better. Oh, yeah, I hear the reed coming in. And it's just really very strong, I think.
Now, Mark, you said you've not seen this before. What are you excited about? What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, keying off of what David just said, just the idea that it will, I think, appeal to a broader audience of people. And those are the people, too, I would encourage to come, to be drawn into and introduced to Bach and perhaps demystify some of this and so forth. And I wanted to mention that in the program, they have prepared a glossary. You heard Janine talking about canon and other terms like that. And they're defined so that if I'm not familiar with some of those terms, right there in the program, I'm helped.
Very good. It's coming up again this Sunday, February 9th, 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. And it's free. If they'd like more information, they can go to the website as well, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
stpaulsdepere.org. Very good. Thank you so much for being our guests in studio this morning to talk about Bach and Sons, a multimedia concert event.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks for being here today, Janine.
Thank you.
And David.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll study God's Word with Reverend Richard Hines from St. John Lutheran Church in Chicago. Stick around.